Chapter 7 Behind the Third Wall.
"Let's hurry," said Annie.
As Beauty and Cutie walked toward Baghdad, the loose sand of the desert changed to sun-baked earth. Then the hard earth changed to scrubby grass. Goats and sheep grazed in the grass, and farms dotted the countryside. It wasn't long before Jack and Annie came to a red clay path. The path led to a crossroads where many travelers were coming from different directions. They were all heading toward the shining city. Jack and Annie rode alongside boys driving sheep and farmers in donkey carts. They passed women with veils over their faces carrying pots on their shoulders. Jack kept looking for Mamoon, but he never saw him. Moving with the crowd, Beauty and Cutie clomped across a bridge. Rowboats and barges glided along the yellowish-brown river. On the other side of the river was a huge outdoor market with a maze of tents. The market seemed to be filled with people from many countries. The sharp smell of incense filled the air. Stalls were jammed with burlap sacks, baskets, and carpets. Shoemakers sat cross-legged stitching shoes. Potters were bent over ovens baking earth-colored pots. Weavers sat at small looms spinning silk brocade.
"Paper, pearls!"
a merchant shouted.
"No thanks," said Annie. "Pigeons, parrots?" another shouted at Jack. "No thanks," he said. "I love this place," said Annie. "What is it?"
"I'll look it up," said Jack. He pulled out their research book and read. In the 9th century, traders from all over the world brought their goods to Baghdad to sell. Baghdad merchants traded paper, fine cloth, and jewelry for goods from Spain, India, Africa, China, Greece, and other lands. These goods were sold in a huge open-air market called a bazaar.
"Oh, so a bazaar is sort of like a mall," said Jack. "It's a lot better than a mall," said Annie. "Let's get off and look around."
"We don't have time to shop," said Jack. "We have to finish our mission."
He pulled out Merlin's letter and read.
"Find a horse on a dome, the one who sees all, in the heart of the city, behind the third wall."
"It sounds like we pass 3 walls and then we come to a horse," said Jack. "We'd better keep going."
Jack put the book and letter away. Beauty and Cutie ambled through the noisy bazaar. When they left the bazaar, they came to a curved brick wall. Running along the base of the wall was a muddy moat.
"Look, that must be the first wall," said Annie.
"Cool," said Jack.
Jack and Annie rode the 2 camels over an arched bridge that crossed the moat. They passed through a gate with double iron doors. On the other side of the wall was a busy avenue lined with buildings. As their camels wove slowly in and out of the crowd, Jack pulled out their research book. Swaying from side to side, he read to Annie.
"During its golden age, Baghdad had good hospitals. The city was also known for its excellent police system and public schools, along with its many libraries and stores and a zoo with 100 lions.
"I'd like to visit those lions," said Annie.
"We don't have time now," said Jack.
Their camels clopped down the busy avenue until they came to a green field.
"Look, there's the second wall," said Annie.
Bordering the field was another wall. It was curved too, but much taller than the first. It looked like it was at least 100 feet high. There were guards at the gate, but they didn't seem to be checking any of the people passing through.
"Act normal," Jack advised Annie. "Don't attract their attention."